interesting study. And all next week, by the way, we're going to be talking about obesity on Here and Now. A lot of different interesting viewpoints. That's coming up next week. Well, in the race for the White House, a lot of chatter this week about what if Donald Trump actually wins Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and gets on course to actually get the nomination? Well, Trump seems to think it's possible. At a campaign rally yesterday, he issued a challenge to some of his Republican rivals, including Senator Marco Rubio and Governor Chris Christie.
So far, now let's see, Christie hasn't hit me yet. He will. He has to. He has no choice. He's at 2 or 3. He's got to. He's going to hit me at some point. Rubio's got to hit me. Hey, there's only one way you get to the top, and it's all through Trump. Let's face it. They have to.
The way to the top is through Trump, he says. But what does his rise to the top of the 14-person list of Republican candidates do to the Republican Party's plans for this election? Paris Denard is Here and Now political analyst, a GOP strategist. He's with us now. Hi, Paris.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you doing, friend?
I'm doing well. And do you think, let's start with this premise, that Donald Trump could win or will win Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, the first three states?
I mean, if you look at the polls, and that's the only way you can really tell right now, Trump in Iowa has 26.7%, New Hampshire has 26%, and South Carolina, he's at 29%. And in each of those early states, he has increased his share of the percentage. He's gone up. And so if he continues to have these numbers that hold and the others continue to stay sort of stagnant or kind of go up and down between them, Donald Trump can win all three. Donald Trump could become the Republican nominee.
How hard would it be to stop him if he does win all three? I mean, because I was looking back over time and I found one example of somebody in the last 20 or so years who's done that, and that would be Bill Clinton lost the first two. He lost New Hampshire and he lost Iowa, but then he did win in South Carolina and get the nomination in 92.
Yeah, I mean, this is sort of uncharted territory. Back when the RNC tried to change the rules and to make this whole process simpler and make it so that we could quickly coalesce around a Republican nominee, Donald Trump was not in the picture. So no one ever envisioned a 14-piece brass band being led by a guy who plays a big gold trumpet named Donald Trump. No one predicted that. So because of Donald Trump in the race, he's the big elephant in the room, and he is changing the way this whole process is going to work. And the only way to take him out is, like he said from his own lips, you have to go after Trump. You saw Ted Cruz do it. He started going after him over in Iowa because he has to make a big play there. And you've seen John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, have run radio, TV ads against Donald Trump. And you've seen, you will see other candidates go after him because you have to take him out in order to win.
Because, as you say, after the first few or the first bit of the primaries and caucuses, you can win all of the delegates of a particular state in the later ones just by getting the most of anybody.
Right. It's, you know, the GOP and the DNC, the RNC, DNC do their rules differently. The RNC is very unique in the sense that we have something called the SEC primary. That's all the primaries that happen after, you know, the big three. And so between
those
March
are the southern primaries, maybe.
The southern primaries between March 1st and March 15th. If, in fact, your primary race happens before that time, before March 15th, you are awarded your delegates on a proportional basis. And so that means before March 15th, about 1,113 delegates can be awarded on a proportional basis, which is 55% of all the delegates. Now, you go into March 15th, with those become winner-take-all. And so if you win, these like state like Florida, if that's Trump that wins, Trump gets all the delegates. Mm. And so it's a very unique system the way that has. So that what that means, Jeremy, is that there could be a candidate who says, I'm just going to focus on the states that I know I can win. I can ignore Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina and start picking off these states so that when it gets to the GOP convention, they can say, I have 200, I have 300, 400 some odd delegates. Now you need to play ball with me because I want to be a big player.
So then,
you could have a broker convention.
Well, and the question then is, how long do you think that the other candidates who don't perform really well in the first couple of states, how long will they stick around in the race? Some people have said, well, because of super PACs, which have give them this big pot of money that they don't have control over themselves, but that are allied with them, that because of that, people could stay in the race for longer than they otherwise would. By March 1st, by those SEC primaries, how many candidates do you think there will be?
You know, at this point, I think that you have a high likelihood that there's a likelihood that you will have at least, you know, 10 or more still in there, because there's rationale is if you get enough of these of the smaller states on a proportional basis, then that gives you enough to go around. But the big issue, Jeremy, more than anything else, is infrastructure and ground game. If you don't have the infrastructure and the ground game to get on the ballot and to organize, to do well, and to perform well, you're going to be looking at an early demise. And so you really have to look to those candidates who have the infrastructure and the boots on the ground, as well as the money. And right now, Trump has the money because he'll self-finance up to $1 billion, like he said. Ben Carson fundraises very well, and Ted Cruz fundraises like an outsider when he is an insider. And we've seen the numbers that come in from Rubio. And so, right. And Jeb Bush still sits on his super PAC. And so it's never ending.
Paris, as a GOP strategist, if Donald Trump gets this nomination, can he win a general election in your view?
I think that Donald Trump is laying the foundation with his recent outreach to the black community, these black clergy meetings. He's had several of those. He had Herman Cain introduce him in Georgia last night, and he has a black spokesperson. He's doing all the things that Republicans should be doing in a general election. And so,
but can he win?
If he is able to continue on this track, he could possibly win. He's better than Hillary Clinton, in my opinion.
Paris Denard, here and now, political analyst, a GOP strategist, with his views on the race. Thanks so much.
I appreciate you, Jeremy.